I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. The Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer Jonathan Gold is here now with a unique restaurant review. Jonathan, you just got back from Japan.
I did indeed.
And why did you go there?
I don't mean to be the sort of person who flies to Japan for dinner, but I flew to Japan for dinner.
And what particular dinner was it?
It was a month-long pop-up in the Mandarin Oriental Hotel by Rene Redzepi of Noma. So he uprooted his entire kitchen staff, including the dishwashers, and moved them all to Tokyo for 5 weeks.
That's extraordinary.
I know that there were 58,000 people who tried to get seats for this event, and many, many, many fewer than that got it. I actually got my seats at the last moment through a friend of a friend of a friend of Jillian, the producer of the show. So it was as tenuous as could be.
Okay, so take us through the meal.
This was distinctly a Noma meal. And it was distinctly a Japanese meal, but it wasn't Japanese. And it was Nordic, but it wasn't Nordic. And I suppose the genius of what Redzepi does is able to work with different sets of ingredients places. But the first thing, you know, you sit down, you relax, you have a glass of champagne. They bring out this plate that's like sort of circled with clams as decoration. And in the middle of it is a prawn, a single prawn. The head and the pincers and the legs is still intact, but the rest of the prawn has been completely denuded of its shell.
The prawn is alive.
The prawn is alive. And it actually kicked when I put it in my mouth, which I hadn't expected at all. It was sort of freaky. And I should probably add that the live prawn was garnished with dead ants from the Nagano forest. The next course was citrus segments, different kinds of citrus. But perhaps the thing that was the oddest about the dish was it was in a little puddle of oil that's been made by, you know, marinating kombu seaweed. And he was saying that it sort of freaked Japanese people out a little bit because they'd never heard of it in oil. They've always thought of it in terms of water. So to have somebody make this sort of forest green extraction out of something that they think of as sort of pure and limpid in a watery medium was kind of great. It was a way of like sort of, you know, juxtaposing things. I'm not sure that he thought the reaction of locals would be so severe to that. Not necessarily that they didn't like it, but they were just so
shocked.
Yeah. I mean, if some chef came to the United States and started to boil bacon, I mean, we might think that that was weird.
Cultural context is everything.
It's so, so everything.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Jonathan Gold is the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about his meal at Noma Japan, one of the most talked-about food happenings of the past year. You can hear more from Jonathan tomorrow on Good Food.